Pricing People. Authoritarian control of the price of money is a huge mistake for a society to make. That's been proven over and over again. Authoritarian central banks that try to control interest rates fail with astonishing regularity. Economic commentators that understand that central bank control of interest rates is a very bad policy also often say that interest rates are the most important price in the economy. I agree that authoritarian control of interest rates is a very bad policy. But I don't agree that interest rates are the most important price in the economy. I think the price of people is the most important price in the economy. How much do you deserve to get for your time and effort? I think that government controls on the income of different groups of people is even worse than legal tender laws and central banks. We have controls on the price of people everywhere in the current economy of the USA. Aside from the much-discussed minimum wage, we have a host of occupational licensing regulations, patent and copyright regulations, education regulations, and many more. These are the parts of a system of state control of the price of labor. The problem is, the state knows very little about what is actually valuable. Value is in the eye of the buyer. Value is not in the eye of the tax robbery criminals that run the state. The state has little or no means of determining what value should be. Income controls by the state give resources to incompetence and deny resources to the competent. Income controls by the state create massive distortions and stresses in the economy. In the economy of the USA, the government controls the price of government. What could go wrong? The bureaucrats control the price of bureaucrats. What could go wrong? The bureaucrats control the price of everyone. What could go wrong? A lot of things have gone wrong, and there are more to follow until the predatory state is brought under control. As more and more people recognize the predatory nature of the system, more and more of the economy moves under the table. Armies of so-called criminals that have been trained in deceit and violence in state prisons, armies, and schools take over more and more sections of the economy And then they start to claim territories and become warlords. The state disintegrates. Everyone suffers. That's where we're headed if we don't change our ways and the ways of the state. The state thinks it can control us with pieces of paper. Pieces of paper have no guns, chains, bombs, or prison cells. It is people who use these instruments of torture to oppress us, and we need to concentrate on changing the hearts and minds of the people who beat us up, lock us up, and shoot us up. You're just as dead whether you're shot by a cop or a freelance criminal. Laws and pieces of paper are not the threat. We can change all the laws we want, but if we're still being beat up, locked up, and shot up, what have we accomplished? The United States is not a nation of laws. It's a nation of crime and torture. It is not laws that oppress us. It is the people whose hands physically control the state apparatus of torture. If we can convince them to give up their predatory ways, it will not matter what laws are passed in the legislature. As the government gets bigger, crazier, and meaner, respect for laws goes away. Morality becomes confused. Morality enforced by expressed distaste of friends and family is a much more powerful method of social control than laws. Legality enforced by state violence produces people who don't even understand what the right thing to do is, much less doing the right thing as a matter of course. We can put a stop to this madness by simply saying no. If we all say no to deceit and violence in our own lives, the problem will be solved. Violent citizens just increase state violence. That leads to a negative feedback loop that results in a failed society. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.